Chapter 8. My sister Sonia is dead. Shortly afterward, news spread of a forthcoming Judenaktion. Some people fled to neighbouring villages to hide. In most families, nothing was discussed in advance. There was no time for that. Each person had to act for himself. Our motto at this time was, every man for himself. My sister Sonia, only 3 years older than I, ran to an acquaintance, the farmer Matinkovsky, in Zabikov, and hid there. A gendarme from Radzin, who often passed our house, and therefore probably knew my sister, happened to see her leaving her hideaway and recognized her as a hidden Jew. Without asking a single question, he shot her on the spot. Today I would still be able to identify that gendarme, because he was extremely short. My sister was 23 years old at that time, and she was buried in a roadside ditch. Although so many Jews were shot in the forests and fields, nobody dared to retrieve the corpses after the last incident. After the war, I was finally able to get the remains of Sonia through relatives and to bury her at a Jewish cemetery of Radzin, which of course is no longer Jewish. Originally, we had considered Sonia fortunate because she was able to hide on a farm outside Radzin, but apparently fate had decided otherwise. Sonia was a very pretty girl, good-natured and vivacious. She was brought up to love her home, her friends, in Zion. The Zionist youth organization, HaShomer HaTzair, was also her second home. She hid because she loved life so much and wanted to live. An order for her arrest did not exist, nor did it happen during an action against Jews. Like an animal in the woods or a bird in the sky, she was shot out arbitrarily. No report was written, no police, no prosecutors were called, no cemetery plot ordered, no grave dug, no stones placed according to Jewish custom, and no flowers. The murderer wore a grey-green uniform with a swastika on his chest, and God is with us, inscribed on his belt buckle. What happened to us Jews impelled one to ask questions about God and the conscience of mankind. Was this the same almighty and compassionate God to whom we had been praying for thousands of years, who let all this happen? Why, out of so many people, all of whom were under his protection, did some become the killers, others the victims? That my parents had to experience such days was for them a retribution of God. Contrary to the law of nature, according to which children usually survive their parents and bury them, my parents were compelled to mourn their children who had been torn away from them by murderers. After the son, the daughter. Our hearts were heavy. We hardly spoke with each other. There was nothing to talk about. A silent Kaddish on our lips and some tears were our farewell to my sister Sonia, 23 years old, lying somewhere, covered with dirt in a ditch, killed only because she was a Jew. It was the summer of 1942. The slaughtering of Jews was rampant. Our life was only one awaiting revocation. The living were actually already dead, awaiting only the hour of execution. To withstand one's own suffering was difficult enough, but watching the pain of other family members was even worse. Everyone was prepared to make any sacrifice in order to save a friend or relative from suffering. Each one of us was willing to give up everything. There really was only one big stake for us, our lives. All else was already taken from us. They confiscated our lives piece by piece, and in this way they felt more satisfaction. Our fathers were to carry their children to the graves, men their wives, brother their sisters, and vice versa. The last Jew was to die just like the first. We knew that our end, death, was near. To the last survivors were bequeathed the agony of separation and the mourning of relatives. This was a grievous privilege. In the time that was left to a survivor, regardless of how short, there always remained hope in God and justice, like the vain belief in miracles at the last moment. The Nazi murderers cannot be compared with other killers. A comparison with other murderers and crimes of former or later times is a disparagement of the Nazis' victims. There has never been anything similar in history, and 6 million victims cannot make testimony anymore. From my family there still remained my father, my mother, my oldest sister Edessa, her husband, and their 5-year-old child.